Joining me live on the phone today for her monthly report from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, that's Director Angie Bruce. Director Bruce, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I am wonderful. Today I'm up near Dubois at our Whiskey Conservation Camp for a three-day meeting. My spirits are high being out in nature and at this camp, so I'm doing wonderful, Duke.
There are a lot of places worse off to be than Dubois. We know that. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's talk what's happening with the Game and Fish Department. It was recently announced just last week, something for us right here in Lincoln County in the Star Valley area, the Wetlands Project near Alpine. Tell us what this is and what's going to happen here.
Yeah, so this is a project we've been working on for years, so we're really glad to see it coming to a head. And we know we're working with several partners, Ducks Unlimited and the Forest Service being two primary ones. And, you know, over time, our different wetland systems, they're extremely important in Wyoming. We often forget about them, but they provide necessary habitat for so many species, including waterfowl, but also water for big game. And this one over the years has had some siltation issues with the water source coming in, and so the water levels are not where we want it to be. So this project will fix that. We will be draining it down and doing construction. So it will dry up for a while, so folks will notice a difference. However, this is a good thing. Wetlands like to dry up. That's what makes them extremely effective in providing food source for many species. So this dry up period, as we're doing the maintenance, will allow vegetation to grow within the bed of the wetland and then be flooded. So you'll see an increase in productivity after the project, as well as the long-term benefits of having a better sustainable water source for it. So excited to get this one underway just really happy for the area that we'll see the benefits from this for years to come.
Yeah, so I'm assuming this is happening right now while the water levels are already pretty low, right? This is something that we'll start seeing work on right away?
Exactly, yes. We'll be drawn, the water is drawn down and definitely it's the time to do it when they're already low, not in the spring when we're kind of fighting against new water coming in. So this is the ideal time to work on the project.
And is this project going to be wrapped up after this fall, or do you expect this to continue to move on maybe into next fall as well?
Well, I hope we'll be done with just one season here, if everything goes correctly. There is a chance that it could carry over, but we're hoping it's just for this season.
Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish Department, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Well, Director, we're into September, so we better start hunting. I mean, we better just get that going, right? And the Game and Fish has released its 2025 Hunting Outlook. And, of course, that brings up mule deer herds and how things are looking. We had that crazy winter a couple of years ago. I think it was 22-23, that winter, that really did a number on the mule deer herd population. Things were looking better last year. How are things looking this year as far as those populations go?
Oh, good question. So they are rebounding. Mother Nature has been very good to us the last few years, as everyone knows. And so we're still being pretty conservative with those license numbers, and folks see that. So just being a little bit overly cautious, make sure they're bouncing back like we want them to do. You know, mule deer take a few more years than antelope to really rebound. So we're seeing that. However, you know, we are still concerned, even though this short-term trend of bouncing back from that last winter is good to see. Long-term, since the 1950s and 60s, we're not there. We had a peak in the 90s, but there's an overall population decline happening throughout the West. And Duke, if we could just pull a lever and have it bounce back, we would. Right now, we're trying to pull a lot of little levers. But there's a lot of things out there on the landscape that are affecting them, some within the department's control and some not. And because of that, what we're actively doing right now is we're putting together a statewide strategy to outline that. Say, here's everything that's going on. Here's what we think needs to happen to try to reverse that long-term trend that we're seeing. And anyway, more to come on that, but we're excited to at least put something together to carry that message, and people can step up and do their part in helping us with that as well.
Absolutely. And you mentioned some of those, we'll watch for that, of course. And you mentioned some of the small levers that you can pull per se, and hunting licenses and limiting maybe those permits. One of those, what are maybe some of the other things that the Game and Fish is potentially considering or doing right now?
Absolutely. So we're always looking at predators. We're trying to understand that relationship and how much of an impact they're having on mule deer. We're also looking at habitat quality. You know, we're fortunate in the state that we have so much habitat, but what is the condition of the habitat and what else can we do? You know, we talk about invasive grass species all the time, cheatgrass. We're continuously fighting back cheatgrass. That's one thing that we're doing and always doing. But then looking at those other habitat condition, aspen stands, conifer encroachment. Are trees encroaching where they're covering up forage that they need to be pushed back? So all those habitat considerations, predators, effects that maybe elk may be having in competition for mule deer forage, and really honing in then to an understanding more impacts of CWD. Again, all these little levers, and some of them are bigger in some areas than the other, but we're very interested in one of those that we put a lot of effort into is wildlife crossings. Exciting that our Kemmerer Wildlife Crossing Project will be kicking off next week, and construction is already underway on that. So we're excited to celebrate that kickoff.
Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, a little groundbreaking and everything happening with that next week just south of Kemmerer. That's a big deal. Maybe while we're on the topic, go ahead and discuss that with us and what's happening there.
Yeah, so this could not be possible without the Infrastructure Act grants through the Federal Highway Administration. We received, under the first rounds of those funds, the largest grant in the nation, over 20% of the funds, just over $24 million. We also have so many local contributors. $2.7 million was contributed by foundations, local NGOs. And then we can't forget about the landowners, the local county that's been involved in the project, and the federal land. So lots of contributing folks to get this project underway, to safely move big game from one side to the other. We'll be doing an overpass and several underpasses in the project, and along there also all the fencing. So the fencing to guide them to those safe areas to cross, and then to exclude them where we don't want them to cross. So excited to get this one completely under construction and to be finished. It will take a couple seasons on this one to finish. It's such a big project. So there is a few years in the construction plan to get it wrapped up.
Again, we're speaking with Director Angie Bruce this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director, back to the hunting outlook. We talked a lot about mule deer and how things are looking there. Some of the other big game animals, though, appear to be in pretty good shape. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, elk is, there's lots of opportunities, and specifically over there in a hunt area 84, we increased license for type 1 and type 6. So definitely some additional elk opportunities in the state. And there's also the idea of getting type 8s. I think we talked about this last year. It was our first year doing this. But where we have over objective numbers, so high numbers in the state, we've offered an additional license. You can go buy this over the counter. It is for cow-calf only, and you have to be on private lands. Again, we're trying to narrow in and target overpopulations with those special tags. But it is an opportunity. We saw over 5,000 people last year take advantage of it, and we're hoping that that will continue this year.
Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, as always, appreciate your time. I did want to ask just briefly here at the end, we have talked about this a couple of times, but the Advisory Fishing Board regarding commercial fishing guides and tours, I understand they recently met. Maybe give us a quick update on how things are looking there.
Yes, they did their job. The Advisory Board advised us on what they thought our recommendations should be to the commission, which will occur next week at our commission meeting. And so we really honed in on this piece of certifying or just registering outfitters and guides. And the conversation really wrapped around the fee. They recommended that we put a fee on there for each boat that represents the department's cost. Much easier said than done. I wish we knew exactly what the department's cost would be, but we don't know how many boaters, outfitters, and guides there are. And that's part of this process, is to figure out that data, who's coming, where they're going, and how often. And so we have recommended to the commission, we'll be talking about it next week, to have that cost, instead of being what we first recommended, around $600 to back it off to 325, and we hope that represents our true cost.
Director, as always, thank you for your time. Anything we missed that you'd like to bring up today?
No, I just want to encourage people to get outside. It's a gorgeous week. I'm hoping for a gorgeous fall and encourage everyone to take full advantage of it.
Wyoming Game and Fish Department Director Angie Bruce this morning. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.